This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free if you pick up your phone and dial 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We kick off Hour 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We give it all away to you, so go grab it up at freetalklive.com. So, still to come here tonight, we got lots to talk about. There's a judge in Detroit that has ordered a man to sit on a bench all day long. And
that seems unusual.
Getting away with it. We'll give you the details.
Well, it's not that much different than jail.
But except it's not in jail. We'll tell you about it. Also, coming up, a Florida county that is just giving away information. Just giving it away. Private info. Social security numbers. They don't even care either, as they pointed out. 64 girls out of 500 at one high school are pregnant.
Oh, no.
That's over 1 in 10.
Wow.
A lot of kids.
I could have sworn... No less than 40 of them told me they were on the pill.
And here's just a quickie.
Jason's responsible for deflowering them all.
Here's a quickie for you. Washington from the AP. Government spending hit an all-time high for a single month in March. I presume they could print this article every month. But yes, it's hit an all-time high as of last month, pushing the budget deficit up significantly from the red ink level of a year ago. In its monthly accounting of the government's books, the Treasury Department reported Wednesday that federal spending totaled $250 billion last month, which, by the way, is up 13.7% from March of 2005. Isn't that nice? I mean, don't you wish that you could get a 10% raise on billions of dollars every single year?
Yeah.
Sure. Man, that's sweet. Just 10% more, spend it however you want. Because it's not your money. Just spend on. That's what these people are doing. Government receipts were up, rising 10.6% from a year ago. So spend. Wait a minute. Aren't the Republicans in charge?
But they're the party of small government.
Yeah. Wait, how did they...
Isn't that funny? It's so funny to hear it said. And I mean, that's the crap that they feed the conservatives. And the conservatives have had it. At this point, most people that consider themselves to be conservatives, and I'm talking about the conservatives in the vein of Ronald Reagan, not
right,
conservatives.
The best government is no government.
Not a Jerry Falwell conservative, which seems to be what took over the Republican Party. I don't understand how it happened, but it did.
Family values, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
They got up there and touted how they're for family values,
yeah.
And the Republicans eat that stuff up.
Yeah.
And now here they are imposing all their values on everybody else, and you've got over 10 years now of Republican administration in Washington, D.C.
The biggest government we've ever had, ever, 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 bigger than Bill Clinton ever had it.
Grown it twice the rate as Bill Clinton grew it.
Grew it faster than Bill Clinton could have. If this is small government, Republicans, please, give me Democrats.
Yeah, these Republicans are making FDR seem like a conservative.
Absolutely.
Well, now, to be fair, their excuse has always been, well, we couldn't do anything back when Clinton was in office because he would have just vetoed anything that we put through. But now they don't have any excuses.
Right. So to be fair, now they have no excuse for stopping the growth of government.
I mean, they have a man in office who has never used a veto. George W. Bush, in five years of being in office, has never once vetoed a single bill. So, gosh, if they wanted to put a small government bill in front of the guy, it would probably get signed just like everything else. I don't think he reads them. He just signs them if they come in front of his... Hey, all right, it's time to sign.
I love signing.
Yeah.
So I can get my signing pen warmed up.
So if we were to have some principled small government people in Washington, D.C., they could get their legislation through if they wanted to, but none of them want to. They just all want to scratch each other's backs, pass the taxpayer money around.
Yep.
Woo, it's a party in Washington, D.C. It's not our money. Why do we care?
It's a party and the lobbyists are buying on the taxpayer's bill.
That's right. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. And we all get screwed because of it.
You know, and
the Republicans still sing their praises.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is, you know, we had this isn't the first year that we had a Republican Congress with a Republican president. We had it for 6 years now. So the Republicans did it again. We voted them all in again. I mean, how gullible are we? I know that, you know, the thing is they pounded the drum and pounded the drum for Kerry. God knows we can't have Kerry. He's terrible.
How could he spend more than George Bush?
Yeah. How could he? How could he possibly?
Let's go to the phone.
The Democrats have really been given a great lesson by the Republicans and how big you can actually grow the government, though. And now we're really screwed.
You think they're chomping at the bit now?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Kirk in Montana. Kirk, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Do you guys believe in God?
Manwich does.
I do. I don't.
Yeah,
I do not.
You're Jewish, aren't you?
Hold on, who?
Are you guys Jewish, either one of you?
No, none of us here. There's three of us here, and none of us are Jewish.
Okay. Hey, but you know, don't you believe that at the very end that men are going to get corrupt and more corrupt and more corrupt?
At the very end of what?
The very end of what? Time?
The end time. Do you believe in the end time?
Do you believe the Bible when Paul says that the end times are coming soon?
We're there.
Well, no, but I'm saying that was 2,000 years ago he wrote that crap.
That's right. That's right.
So that's soon? I mean, that doesn't 2,000 years doesn't seem like anyone's definition of soon.
Yeah, well, I guess what? What about the evolutionists? They're saying billions and billions of years. What do you call soon?
Well, Noah floated the ark 4,000 years ago. Adam and Eve were, the garden came up 6,000 years ago. That's so soon, by definition, is one-third of time, Christian definition.
Evolution has got to be the worst conclusion to logic. I mean, billions and billions of years versus 7,000 years comparative to the Christian belief.
I believe that that life was started on this planet by a creator, and
right. It
evolved after that. Do you believe that?
I agree to that. I agree to that, totally.
Okay, well, here's a problem I've got with Christianity, and this is, can you help me out on this one? You choose to believe. You've just chosen to believe, not believe what's going on in Genesis, right?
That's true.
You choose. I mean, so how can you possibly believe what's in the rest of the Bible?
No.
You've just.
It's essentially
you just pulled the pages right out of that.
Right,
baby.
It's a biblical buffet. You eat what you want.
Your question asked me. You said you can choose to believe that. I'm not saying I believe that. I believe.
Oh, okay. He didn't understand your language. He does believe in Genesis.
But you better believe I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you do believe in Genesis? You believe that Noah floated around in a boat?
110,000%.
Hold on just a second. Let's do a little Noah math, if you would. Play a little game with me, okay?
Go ahead.
Now, what's the most rainfall we've ever had on Earth recorded in one day?
I don't have a clue on that one.
It was something like a foot.
Okay.
Now, in order for... And Jerusalem's essentially where Jerusalem has been for a very long time. Hello?
Yeah, God bless Jerusalem. God bless Israel.
Now, hold on there, buddy. He's going to explain something.
Absolutely. And then Mount Ararat would have to be at least 15,000 feet tall when Noah was around, because it wouldn't have grown, right? Mountains don't grow.
That's right. Well,
so in order for us to get the Mediterranean Sea, and let's just say for whatever reason it only flooded right there in that area, and the water in a year's time didn't spread out all over the world, it would have had to have rained 25 feet an hour. Now remember, Noah wasn't just... It rained 40 days and 40 nights, so that would have to be 25 feet an hour.
That's 40 days and 40
nights. Now imagine 25 feet of rain falling an hour. That's actually like swimming in a swimming pool, dude. It can't happen. Where'd the water come from? Where did it go? It's like non-science.
Let me answer.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, the whole world was a total different atmosphere, completely different, before the flood. Above the earth was a canopy. The Bible describes a canopy.
25,000 feet of water above the earth?
It was a very extreme amount of water. Also, the Bible talks about the fountains of the deep opening up.
Where'd the water go?
Huh?
Where did the water go now? Why aren't we flooded now?
Because the water is actually evaporated above the earth in clouds.
That's a lot of evaporation.
No, there is not 25,000 feet of water above the earth in clouds. You're choosing to believe craziness.
Hold on, Kirk. We're going to come back to you because it's interesting that you believe this stuff. Hold on. 800-259-9231 if you want to talk to Kirk. He's on the line with us, and he believes literally that the Bible is true word for word, as I understand it. Maybe that's not the case, and he might correct me. 800-259-9231. But if the Bible was true, then that story is just... Wow. We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I want you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. It's simple. You punch in your location, a name, photo of yourself, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you get a little digital pushpin on our international map of listeners, map.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and their first 1,000 pledge, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Now, we're going back to the phones. because we have Kirk on the line in Montana. Now, Kirk, we're glad you hung on because this is such an interesting topic to me. It's just religion in general, but specifically you are somebody, as I understand it, Kirk, correct me if I'm wrong, you're somebody that believes the Bible word for word.
Yeah, I believe God word for word.
Well, the Bible was written by
don't
men.
Don't you think, yeah. Kirk, I'm really sorry about this. Now I've got to attack again. And
you're not attacking. You're not attacking.
I'm absolutely attacking.
We're not attacking Kirk.
I'm not attacking Kirk. I'm attacking Christianity. I'm attacking Christianity. Kirk, I am not happy about Christianity. I was forced to go to Christian school for 9 years of my life. Sunday school the whole time, and I just think it's ludicrous. Now help me out here. Now Jesus is God, right?
You better believe it.
Great. Now Jesus came to earth and walked around for 33 years, right?
And I like that.
Okay. And at the end of time, I'm going to go before God. If I'm not a Christian, I don't have Jesus as my advocate. But at the end of time, I go before God and I'm judged, right?
Yes.
Okay. So God walked around on this planet for 33 years. And he's so unfair that he's going to send me to hell if I don't believe in him when he didn't even so much as write his name down on a cocktail napkin.
No.
Isn't that wrong?
No, that God says the things which are created are evident.
No, so a bunch of guys wrote things down. I agree that God says that they're evidence. It does not mean that they're evidence of Christianity. They're evidence of a God.
Yes, belief in God. And Jesus walked on this earth more than 33 years.
What?
Huh?
He walked on this earth more than 33 years.
Oh, God. Did he go to
America?
Did he go to Utah and convert the Indians too?
No, he visited Abraham.
Okay, but he visited Abraham in the afterlife, in what was essentially hell or Hades, the Shiloh, the grave.
What now?
He visited Abraham in Shiloh, the grave.
No, negative. He met Abraham in the Old Testament when he was, when they were going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah.
You mean he was one of the angels that came into the city?
No, he visited Abraham first before he went there. He actually, he was with two angels, and he came and visited Abraham first. And
okay.
Then he also visited Joseph.
Let's leave other extraneous visits on the planet out of it.
Right.
But the ones where we're actually claiming that this is God. Like you can suppose.
Son of God, correct.
Okay,
I got to say, Kirk knows. I mean, way more about the Bible than I do.
He knows about what you know. I know all these stories too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Kirk believes in Balaam and his talking ass. And
that's a great one.
And the whole Tower of Babel story, where it's a great explanation as to why there's language.
Jonah and the whale.
Yeah. Whale,
right.
Fish swallowing people.
Yep.
So. It leaves me at a loss that God would be so unfair as to send me to hell for eternity for not believing in him when he came to this earth and didn't write anything down. I reject that, Kirk.
Let me ask you a question. Well, I thought about that. I thought about as good as I am and how wonderful I am, I thought, would it be justified if God threw me into hell? And you know what I thought about?
What?
Yes, he would.
You are a sinner.
That's right.
See, that's another thing I don't like about Christianity. You're so bad to start with. Brrr, you're bad.
Yeah, everybody's bad.
Why can't we be good?
That's right.
Why can't we be good, though?
Because God is good. He's perfect.
He's the only one that can be good.
We have to live to his standard.
Interesting.
Why would he make me so sinful?
He didn't.
Okay.
Thought it was Eve that did that. She ate the apple, right? That's why you're sinful.
Okay, hold on. It wasn't an apple. It was a quince. And secondly, God put the damn thing there in the first place. It's like putting it's like putting a bunch of hamburger balls on the floor of your kitchen and putting rat poison in one of them and then saying, "All right, doggies, eat up."
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. God said, "Don't eat of this."
I'll tell the dog not to. You don't think hamburger's tempting?
Yeah, but they understood English.
Well, that was the point. The point of it was
brilliant.
Oh, but so do dogs. When I tell the thing to sit, it sits.
Are you saying then that a human could fully understand God or good and evil?
Yeah. Adam was pre-programmed.
I don't know what that means.
Pre-programmed. He programmed him to know everything. He named all the animals. He named everything. He was actually genius.
Now, hold on, right here. Now, we've talked about it enough. Do you see how much, you're saying that atheists have faith, people that believe in evolution have faith?
Yes.
You have a ridiculous and convoluted religion that you have going there, and you think that the people that believe in evolution are taking a run at craziness? I don't think so.
I think
man has gotten to the point of babbling. Jason has something he wanted to bring up, Kirk.
I did. I was actually wondering if you've heard of the story of Gilgamesh.
No, what is that?
Well, Gilgamesh was a story that was recorded some 1,000 years before the Bible was. Now, Gilgamesh is a hero. Gilgamesh was told by his particular deity, Gilgamesh, there's going to be a flood. I'm going to cause it. It's going to wipe out all the bad folks. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to build a boat, put two of each animal on it, and you're going to be the sole survivor. How does that sound? Gilgamesh says, great. That kind of sounds similar to the story of Noah. Now,
it does.
Now, I'm not...
Gilgamesh was Babylon, right? Right next to where the Jews were.
Precisely. Now, I'm not suggesting so much that Christians...
Hold on, Kirk. Hang on.
I'm not suggesting so much that Christians plagiarized the story of the flood from Gilgamesh.
No.
But what I'm saying is, probably in that region, there was a flood.
These are legends.
There was probably a bad flood. And as is the case in much of the Bible, stories tend to get embellished. Now, wouldn't it be reasonable to assume that, sure, there was a flood, it might have wiped out a few people, and maybe somebody built themselves a boat and put a couple lizards and other creatures on it? Now, wouldn't that be a bit more reasonable?
Yeah, but you said assume.
Well, you're assuming that the Bible's true.
Assuming can do a lot of things to you.
Yes, it makes an ass out of you and me.
Right.
We've heard it all. But, you know,
that's the way
you're taking on faith that the Bible's true. So I'm taking on faith, and it seems to make a little more sense to me. And God gave me my reasoning brain that what Jason says is true.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not trying to belittle you, Kurt. I'm really not.
No.
I'm telling you, I've had all these struggles, my friend. I've looked through this stuff, and it doesn't make sense to me. And if you're right, I'm going to hell.
Kirk, have you ever struggled with any of this?
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, I am.
No, hold on. Kirk, have you ever struggled with any of these issues?
Struggled with what?
Well, have you ever questioned your religion, or have you just always accepted it as utter fact from day one?
No, I have actually. I actually think about what I'm getting into. I read my Bible. I know my Bible as best as I can. And when you said Gargamel, I think Gargamel, which...
Gargamel.
It's the Epic of Gilgamesh. Look it up online. Epic of Gilgamesh.
Okay, Gilgamesh. You said 1,000 years before the Bible? How could it be 1,000 years before the Bible?
Because the world is not 6,000 years old, Kirk.
Kirk, thanks for the call. Call us again sometime. Fascinating conversation. More on the way. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Boy, how many other talk shows? I mean, how many other talk shows get into this stuff? We just got done with, talking to Kirk in Montana about, you know, religion and whether it's true or not, and if you believe the Bible. And
he was
whether
a fine caller, by the way.
He was very tolerant. He was a good, decent listener.
We were respectful, right?
I think so.
We didn't talk too much over him. I hope we gave him all the time that we should have.
I think we gave him plenty of time.
I feel like we held him through.
And he can always call back any other day.
We have a tendency to, like, get excited and, like, run all over people, though.
You know? So,
I don't think that happened this time.
You guys were getting into a conversation right before we came back from break, and I kind of wanted to throw it on the air.
You were mentioning the New Covenant? I'm sorry.
That's right. Apparently, when Jesus came down and hung out for his period of time, that is a New Covenant. When he was crucified, New Covenant.
Right.
Meaning?
Which means what?
Which means essentially,
all the laws from the Old Testament don't apply anymore.
They're not applicable.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then how, if you believe in Jesus, then how can you take seriously anything in the Old Testament? How can you take seriously?
Wasn't that the bad God back then? Wasn't there two types of gods?
That was pissed off elementary school God.
Well, you know, the thing is God has, you know, he changes over time, sort of in the way he deals with them. And they say that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But, you know, really,
but
not
he wasn't
so much.
No.
It doesn't look that way. Now, you know, there's the preachers have their explanations for it, but if the Bible's really the word of God, and it's not, it's written by 46-something men, 40-something men.
And then translated by men.
And then, translated through several languages.
Right.
A translation of a translation of a translation. And,
right,
you know, things have a tendency to get mixed up.
Of course.
I didn't even ask him, about
if he spoke Greek. Or could read Greek.
What his Savior's name was, which is, I love getting people on this one.
Yes.
It's not Jesus.
Nope.
It's Yeheshua. So, you know, I mean, the fact that you say Jesus
shows you don't know what you're talking
shows
about.
Shows that you believe the mistranslations. So, I mean, and if they can mistranslate,
close enough for government work.
If they can mistranslate God's name, then how much more have they mistranslated? It's a big, I mean, you know, that's it. This is the guy that the book's about.
Well, what I don't understand.
Yeah. Hey, let's get it right, fellas.
Well, what I've never understood is why somebody could take a book that they were just introduced to at a young age and put all of their belief systems behind a book. It's nothing but words on pages.
It's the greatest hoax of all time.
Yeah. I mean, and we didn't get a chance to get into Kirk with that one on it, but I mean, the only reason you believe what you believe, whether you're a Jew or whether you're a Muslim or whether you're a Christian, is because somebody gave you a book when you were a kid and said, here, we believe this, you should too. I mean, isn't that where it all comes from? It just seems silly to me.
It really is.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Shane in Iowa. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi there. I was going to talk about legalization of marijuana, but I was just listening to what you were talking about, because I'm a podcast listener. So
by the way, we agree with legalizing marijuana. Okay, that issue's done.
I understand. I just want to talk about the guy that just called in.
Yeah, Kirk.
And I, you know, I'm a Christian, and some people, lots of Christians would get really pissed off at me for my political beliefs because they're almost exactly the opposite of everyone. But I just want to talk to you guys about why some of us believe what we believe. And
because you were given a book as a kid and told to believe.
Let him go. He was going to make a point.
You said that the Bible was written by 46 something different men.
Right.
Which is accurate, and I agree. It was not written by God. It was, from my perspective, what I've been raised with, as you would say, is that it was God inspired, but not God word for word. Okay?
Okay.
Let's start with that. And since it was 46 something different men, written over a period of several hundred years because of their different lifespans, the thing that makes me believe it the most, and I'm not telling you that I don't have doubts about my faith, I wouldn't lie about that, because all of us who legitimately believe what we believe question it at times, because that's how you get deeper in faith.
Okay.
But there are, and I don't know the number, but it is a lot, it's many, prophecies written in the Old Testament, which are fulfilled by Christ. And now all these prophecies were written by these different men, and they were fulfilled by the same man. And hold on, just 1 second. I know you want to talk. I know you want to respond. But
okay.
They were reaccounted by several different men and corroborated. It was outside the Bible sources. I'm a very intellectual Christian.
I get where you're coming from, and this is one of the things that I had to look at to decide whether or not I was going to believe in Christianity. And now, who wrote the book of Matthew?
Actually, that one was written by Matthew, I think.
Steve. No, they were actually all written after the deaths of these people. I believe Luke...
Wait. They were put into official writings after these people.
It was by their scribes, was it not?
So these are the followers. Now, people believe different things here. This is where it gets to start falling apart. I can't say that these are facts, but I do believe that to some extent, not everything written in Matthew was written by Matthew. And it bothers me that the Gospel of Thomas didn't make it. It bothers me that the Gospels of Mary didn't make it. It bothers me that the Gospel of Judas didn't make it. Why did the Council of Nicaea, get to decide what went in, what didn't? Why isn't St. George and the Dragon go in there?
Right, if it's all God's Word.
And, that's what I don't know that either. That's why, as being someone of the mindset that I am, I go ahead and read things like that so I can apply them to how I see things.
The stuff written in red, okay? And the rest of that crap I throw away.
What does that mean, the stuff written in red? I don't understand. What does that mean?
He'll tell you.
Lots of times, Bibles, when they're written down, the things that Jesus said himself are written in red so that they stand out from the page.
Oh.
Yes.
And Jesus was a great teacher, interesting, kind of mysterious. But didn't ever go ahead and write his own stuff out.
Well, he might have been illiterate.
He might very well have been.
He grew up a carpenter. I wouldn't argue the
but
fact.
He's,
I
but he's God. He couldn't possibly be illiterate. See, this
hey,
is.
But the thing that you see, what my faith is that when he was brought up, he was 100% human, so that he could experience 100% of what we experience. But he was 100% deity too.
I get where you're coming from on that, and you're kind of flexible with your Christianity. Now, my question is, what's going to happen on Judgment Day, at the end of time, to me? Now, I do not accept Jesus as my personal Savior. The only Savior that I've got is me, Manwich.
I'm with you.
And if I can't save me, nobody can. Now, what's going to happen to me?
Well, then I'm saying you're going to hell.
The fires! Is that the loving God out there? Because, man, I have tried.
Sound like love to me.
I have tried. I have looked into this religion, and I have looked into it, and I'm sorry, I cannot say that Christianity makes sense to me.
Why is God so selfish? Why does he demand so much? Why does he demand your allegiance? Why does he demand that you be a good little boy if he really is this loving God?
He doesn't demand that we're good little boys. He wants us to be the best we can be, sure, but the whole reason that Christ came, or that Jesus came, was so that we didn't have to be perfect.
He wants you to be good in that he wants you to believe in certain things that he wants you to. Otherwise, you'll be punished and sent to hell, like you just told us we were.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm not a judgmental Christian. Trust me on that one. There's lots of
you're going to send me to hell. I mean, hell's got to be about the most judgmental thing you can come up with. Send me to prison for the rest of my life. At least I can go to heaven for eternity.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. The thing is that I would never tell you you're going to hell because it's not my call. It's God's. I can't see into what you are. But is that the music?
It is, and you did tell him that he was going to hell. But anyway, call us again some night, Shane. Great call, man, and we support your right to smoke weed. Hey, 800-259-9231. He was one of those weed-smoking Christians.
Yep.
God made it.
More coming back. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy-looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And man, what's joining us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 96,000 posts for you to surf around through. About 1,200 people interacting. It's free, of course. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It's a show about your calls. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, quite
Chris.
Well.
I wanted to talk, Jason brought up the story of Gilgamesh.
Yes, right. Right.
His relationship to the story of Noah.
Yes.
It raised two interests, or reminded me of two semi-interesting things. First is a work by a man named Joseph Campbell. He's an anthropologist who studied mythologies, and he compared all the world's mythologies and found that they all say the same thing. Every religion basically just says is spinning the same bullshit.
Oh, you're live on the radio. You're going to have to be careful. We can't let you get away with that one more time. So can you kind of rephrase that into more common terms?
Well, yeah, sorry about that. Basically, every religion on the earth is just biologically embedded into our human nature, and therefore all religions tell the same stories but in different ways, since they are told by people who are living in different environments their mythologies are going to reflect the environment that they live, that they live in.
Well, if every religion had a flood story, I'm more prone to believe that the world flooded than if they, you know, if some do and some don't. And my understanding is that many don't have flood stories.
Well, and many religions didn't start off in the cradle of life.
Right. The importance of the stories is not the literal translation. It's the message that you get out of it.
I agree with you here. There is an underlying theme to most every religion when you get down to it. It's basically, don't treat other people how you wouldn't wish to be treated
yourself. The golden rule.
Exactly.
Exactly. The other thing that it reminded me of was that the first time that the Bible was written down onto papyrus would have been while the Israelites were in exile in Babylon, and that might also explain why there's a connection between the story of Gilgamesh and the story of Noah.
That does make good sense.
Well, now supposedly Moses gave this gave this Genesis to the Israelites. Now, and that wasn't anywhere near the occupation Babylon when you know, we're talking about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and all that stuff were going on. I mean, that's like hundreds of years difference. I couldn't tell you how long, but it was a long time. Why would it be that at that time frame that they would have been put down on papyrus? I mean, they had a temple. They had priests. Why wouldn't they have put it down on papyrus? Wouldn't written it down some other time?
Let's see. Well, the reason that they wrote it down while they were in exile was it was to serve as sort of a beacon of light, of hope, basically for the people while they were in exile. That there was they were the chosen people of God, that they could return to the promised land of mm-hmm. Israel. Eventually, they wrote it down while they were in exile, also so that they wouldn't lose their traditions.
Right.
I'm no biblical scholar. This is just something
neither
that other biblical scholars theorize.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you calling
in. No problem.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I'm totally in the dark on all that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand what he said. I'm sure that the biblical scholars have their reasons. It's not something that we can, take care of in a few minutes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, hey, back to the current times. Detroit. On Thursday, William Schramm of West Bloomfield, this is according to DebtNews.com, he reported to the Detroit Federal Courthouse, sat all day on a hallway bench, and stared at the wall. It's the same way the 31-year-old retirement planner has spent his Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays every other week since the end of January. Schramm is charged with no crime, but is serving an unusual and indefinite sentence for allegedly lying to a federal judge.
Lying?
When Schramm, who self-employed, balked at sitting on a grand jury, Chief U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman told him he wouldn't have to serve. He would, however, have to sit on the first floor bench every single day the jury sits.
Because if that doesn't serve the public good, I don't know what does.
Because you're a slave is why. When you go to jury duty, you're essentially being told that you're being drafted for a short period of time.
Yes.
It's not as intense of a draft as a military draft, but it's a draft nonetheless.
You know, but the problem with jury duty, though, what you're saying there, and, you know, I get what you're saying, but nobody wants to do it. So what you end up doing is getting these busybodies that just send people away. I've seen so many people.
I want to do it.
I know you want to.
All right. And I'm a busybody that's going to set people free, so I'm the complete opposite of those people.
Yeah, and you're a rarity.
Anyway, legal experts say the judge's order, which was not put in writing and didn't result from finding Schramm in contempt of court, is highly unusual and of questionable legality. But remember, these guys get to just make law from the bench. They can just do
That's
whatever
right.
it is they want to do. This guy didn't even write this down. And this man is following his orders. He's coming in every other day.
Yeah, I think what's crazy about this is that this poor fellow's abiding by it.
Well, he's scared. He's scared the cops are going to come arrest him if he doesn't abide by it. I mean, I understand his fear. Anyway, a lawyer says, my initial impression is this is an incredible abuse on the part of the judge. The judge is effectively being, the man is effectively being imprisoned, and there has been no process to determine whether the judge has made the right kind of call.
Well,
he didn't get a trial.
What he fails to say here is that the grand jury is being imprisoned, too. It's just they're of their own volition. I mean,
the chief judge, let's see, he questioned the grand jurors, said that Schramm responded to a question inappropriately, and as a result, the judge made it so he had to contemplate his behavior and his interference with the administration of justice.
Well, you wouldn't want to offend his honor sitting up there on the bench, would you?
Mr. Schramm says, I've lost respect for the court system as he passed the time at the courthouse Thursday. It's a joke. If you're going to punish me, have me do something productive. Let me work with cancer patients instead of sitting here staring at the wall. I mean, that's something that you do to a five-year-old. This is sick stuff is going on right now in this country, and people are putting up with it. Judges can do whatever they want. They rule us. We're just little peons. More Free Talk Live coming back. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Now for this week's episode of The Service Station Dilemma. When you fill your car up with gas, should you pump 92 octane or 87? When we come back, it's a game of automotive high or low.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
More is always better, right? Not at the pump. Though some cars are designed with high compression engines that require high 90 plus octane fuel, other engines operate at a much lower pressure and temperature. These low-compression engines can't produce the internal heat necessary to burn high-octane gas. Result? Unburned fuel that causes performance problems and pollution and waste your cash. So next time you're gassing, don't guess. Before you spend your hard-earned money, check the owner's manual for the octane just right for your car. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll try and slip you in here in these remaining moments of being here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff. It's all for free. If you like the fact that we give away everything on our website, well, then we ask you to voluntarily contribute to the show via the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about the perks that you get access to as an amplifier, learn about the goals that we have for the program. For instance, when we reach our final goal, we'll cut back on commercial time on the show by 25%. We're serious about that. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to the phones. This is the show about your calls. You bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Adam in Texas, listening on Radio Free Austin. Hello, Adam. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Yes, you are.
There's been a lot of these protests nationwide as far as immigration, and you get a lot of this robot talk when they interview these immigrants as far as they do jobs Americans don't want. What they don't realize is Americans don't want the jobs because they've driven down wages to the point where any common sense American will not work for such low wages anymore.
How much will you pick fruit for?
I honestly would pick fruit if I had to, $10 an hour minimum.
You would pick fruit for $10 an hour?
They're gonna have to pay me about thirty bucks an hour. If I was a homeless person, yes. But
you're not a homeless person though, right?
Well, right now, let's put it this way: I wouldn't work for less than $15 an hour.
If you were picking fruit for $10 an hour, and so was everyone else, what would that do to the cost of the fruit?
Well, I see where you're going with this, but
and it's
the
obvious.
Point, the point is, are
it's
you,
not
okay,
robot
are,
talk.
Okay, so are you against these immigrants coming here, or are you for them?
Sir, I'm for liberty. I'm for freedom.
Yes.
Okay, so you believe that isn't illegal immigrant? Doesn't the word illegal mean against the law?
The law is bad. The law stinks.
If they told you that it was against the law for you to breathe air, would that
be
a good law?
It wouldn't be a good law, but it by no means is that the same magnitude as
freedoms. It is a freedom issue, though, isn't it?
Okay, so if someone broke the law to get over to the border, they broke the law. What do you think those kinds of people are going to do once they're here?
I think they're going to do what it takes to earn money to provide for their family. See, what we've done... No, listen, man. You've turned them into lawbreakers. You turn them into lawbreakers. They aren't lawbreakers. They're people who want to be free and provide for their families and have a good life, just like our ancestors who came across.
Yeah, Adam, there's a difference.
Okay,
let him go.
I don't want to get into a yelling match with you, but...
No, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to get my point, and I hear you.
So, my point is they get better health care than most Americans. They get welfare checks.
Well, Adam, we're not for welfare.
No taxes.
Adam, we're not for welfare, and we're not for socialized health care. We want to end all that stuff.
They
said
no
we were for freedom.
Look at all the seniors that get no, if any,
no one should pay taxes.
Healthcare.
No one should pay taxes. Why are you paying taxes? Are you a sucker?
No, you're
a slave?
Okay, do you pay taxes?
As many as I can avoid, I avoid them all. I don't pay the IRS.
And
screw
the same
them.
With every American. They try to avoid paying as many taxes as possible, but sometimes... It's not possible because the IRS is an entity that will come after you and will just...
What would the IRS do if what would the IRS do if 10% of Americans stopped paying their taxes?
Well, that's the thing. 10% of Americans wouldn't be able to organize their ideas like that, and that's the point. We're so divided on everything.
Hey, Adam, call us back at the beginning of an hour sometime because we are unfortunately out of time. And
show's over, man.
Such a detailed issue.
It's great, though.
We just can't hash it out. We would like to talk to you again about it, but call the beginning of an hour. It's Benny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we will be back tomorrow night, same time, same place, online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...